What made you decide to go to the event today?
Well, I have to be honest, I work for Modern Poetry and Translation, so I was always going to be here. But I'm a big fan of translation slams and translation duels. I've been to 3 or 4 in the past, and it's always a good way of examining a piece of writing really closely. And you get an insight into the minds of top poets and translators, and as you hear what they think line by line.
What's your favourite German word, either from the poem or just generally?
The only one that can pop into my head right now is translator's grief bacon, which strikes a chord.
Okay. What did you think of the event, and what interpretation of the poem did you support?
I went in preferring Karen Leader's, but I think the discussion they had made a really strong case for both of them being valid, and I quite like what Karen Leader said, which is that there's not, I think it was Karen who said it, they're not really translations as much as performances or productions. It's like staging a script almost in a different language. Hmm. I liked the, Karen's came across as more colloquial, but I can see why Ian's poem, Ian's version had validity, and as the event went on, I think I ended up about 50-50 between them. And that's, I think the audience agreed that was the case, because we ended up with a hang vote and there was no overall winner.
Yes. And generally, finally, what do you think about translating poems from German into English?
I think it's interesting because German and English share so many commonalities in their origins. German is almost like a very close other language to English. Having said that, I think Ian Galbraith's translations in the new MPT, a poem like Lamentation with a Yak, he was talking earlier a bit about the struggle to get the kind of acoustics of German into English and the meanings. I think that's really interesting, and it kind of makes me realise that although languages can be very similar, you can have a huge gulf between them, and it reminds me of how different you might have, you know, the cultural differences in between East and West Coast America, which are in the language as well. And I think the differences are very subtle and very deep at the same time. I think that's
great. Thank you.